Hi, and welcome to episode 162 of the Dinner Sisters podcast. We're two sisters taking on the nightly challenge of dinner. I'm Kate Schultz, living and working in Decatur, Georgia. I'm a passionate cook and recipe collector, always thinking about my next meal.
And I'm Betsy Wallace. I live, work, and raise a family here in Atlanta, Georgia. I love dinner time, but can always use help planning and cooking for my family of five.
Our goal of this podcast, we want to cook a little better, learn a little bit about food, and of course, most importantly, figure out what the heck to have for dinner. And you know, it's the same thing. Every week we have three recipes that we cooked and reviewed from popular food blogs, anywhere I can find a recipe on the theme. And we have all these recipes, tips, the smorgasbord, and the shopping list on our website at dinnersisters.com. You go there and get everything we talked about, link it all up, and start cooking.
This week's recipes were Vietnamese sizzling pancakes by Hungry We, Kati rolls by Swatsy's Recipes, and chicken taquitos from Isabel Eats.
I mean, let's admit it, like wraps and rolls, that's our theme. It's kind of hard to tell from this one because you got to like a little pancake, but you do have the rolls, you do have the taquitos, and I chose it because it just sounded fun, you know? Springtime's here, summer eating. Sometimes you're eating on the go or eating on the patio. Also, there's lots of kinds. And Betsy, actually, when I first started thinking about this, do you remember the wrap sandwich becoming like super popular in the 90s?
I do. Everything was a wrap. And that's when we got all the spinach wraps and the sun-dried tomato wraps and all that kind of stuff. Right. It's a heyday of wraps.
The heyday of wraps.
Yeah.
And I, you know, actually, those kinds of wraps are not my favorite. I feel like the tortilla, the wrap is always like really dense. I don't know.
Yeah. It can be a little chalky. I don't love it.
Not in love with it. And so when I was looking through this, I just searched for like wrap recipes. Well, let me tell you, you want a chicken Caesar wrap, kids? You do not need me to find this for you. They're all over the internet. It was just a sea of chicken Caesar wraps. Apparently, people really do enjoy a chicken Caesar wrap. And I'm not knocking it. But I figured, what's the point of doing a whole episode on something people could find? Like, you could throw a rock in the internet and hit a chicken Caesar wrap. So I kind of wanted to go with more tried and true recipes that other folks have been making for a long time outside of the chicken Caesar wrap universe. So here we are.
Yeah, I think this is kind of fun. I thought wraps and rolls, we would like kind of stay easy this week, but Kate, you really had a variety. We went from very simple to pretty complicated. So let's get into it.
Yeah, you know, I like to change it up. Okay. So our first recipe this week, speaking of changing it up, is probably the most complicated. It's Vietnamese sizzling pancakes by Hungry We. I need to brush up on my Vietnamese before I actually attempt to pronounce this, the actual Vietnamese word for it, but I will do that. Maybe we'll have a bonus episode of me pronouncing it. But I love a lettuce wrap, and this is kind of what this is. And so if you've never had this before, it's a rice and wheat flour crepe that's seasoned with turmeric and green onions. And then when you pour, you add in shrimp, onions, bean sprouts, and pork belly. It's like crispy on the outside, super crispy, really delicious. And to eat it, you take like pieces of this crepe and wrap it in lettuce and herbs and then dip it in that Nguyen Cham dipping sauce, right? This fish sauce, the lime and the sugar and the water. I mean, it's so good. Okay, so how to make it though? First, you have to make a crepe batter, which is just rice flour, turmeric, salt, and all-purpose flour, and water. Lots of water. I actually, spoiler alert, made this with Maggie, your youngest, and she was like, is that too much water? It's like, no, that's how much
keep
it goes
going.
Yeah. Like, keep stirring, lady. She was my stir. So you stir well, and then you get this fairly thin batter that you let sit for at least 3 hours or even overnight. While it's sitting, you cook your pork belly by boiling it for about a half an hour to render the fat off, some of the fat, and cook the meat. You cut that into thin slices and set it aside, and then prep your lettuce leaves. And he suggests using mustard greens, which I had thought were really spicy, but these mustard greens, this variety of mustard greens, are actually just delicious. And so you get mint too, Thai basil, and Perea if you can find it. And you thinly slice an onion and chop up a green onion. So now you've got all your produce. Oh, and peel and clean your shrimp if you did not buy peeled and clean shrimp like I did and then immediately regretted the decision. So get all that set, and because you got to have everything set to like actually do these crepes, right? So what you do is you heat a skillet, a fairly large one, over medium high heat, add in some oil and a little bit of the sliced onion, a few shrimp, and a bit of the pork belly. Stir fry that until it's a little golden, spread it out in the skillet, and then pour in your batter, kind of tilting the pan so it's covered. If you've made a crepe before, you kind of know this motion, or like, you know, anything, you're kind of like oil in a pan, you kind of rotate it around. Add bean sprouts on top and then cover the pan. And this cooks the sprouts for a little bit, just so they're just kind of, you know, cooked a little, not completely raw. Then you uncover it and you cook until the edges of the crepe are sizzling. The pancake is crispy golden brown. You fold that pancake or crepe in half and then slide it into a platter. So to eat it, you just, like I said, take a bit of the crepe into a nice sized piece of lettuce leaf or the mustard greens, add your herbs, dip in the sauce. Crunchy, delicious. Betsy, how did you like this?
I mean, I love these, and I ate a lot. We both ate a lot yes. of these, and they were really delicious. I'll tell you, I mostly kind of watched you make them, and
right.
we did talk a lot. I mean, there's a lot of steps here, right? There's just mm-hmm. a lot of stuff to prep, but you could do some of it advanced. My favorite little story about this is that we were talking to my neighbor, Amy, who is Vietnamese, and we were telling her that we made these crepes, right? And mm-hmm. pancakes. And she was like, what?
I know.
She was like, oh yeah, I don't even make those. That's my husband Tuan's favorite thing, but like my mom makes them for us. Or we like order them at restaurants. That's crazy. And then she asked to see a picture, which of course we had. She said, oh, those look great. So, I mean, it really worked well and they were delicious, yeah. but she thought we had like completely lost it.
Oh, lost our marbles.
To be going, like going after this right. as a home cook.
It definitely is one of those things where I was like, well, that looks delicious.
Yeah.
And didn't really think through. I mean, yes.
She was very impressed, but I was
she
like,
was.
This sort of tracks with what we were doing on that random Tuesday night and Amy's reaction to how she just orders these when she's out like that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah. So this was a project. There was plenty of stovetop time in the future. I liked these. I liked them enough to make them again. I think they were mm-hmm. delicious. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely prep the batter ahead of time, way ahead of time, like overnight, and the pork belly, because that can easily be done, right? Same with the, like, I kind of was doing, I did what you shouldn't do, which I was prepping everything right before I made this thing. So it just became this, like, situation. It was like
a lot of prep.
It was like a three-ring circus. But if you want to do this and you're like, this would be delicious, then you'd have this, like, honestly, it was gorgeous because I ended up using one of your white dishes and I could kind of pile the lettuce in one side, the mustard greens on one side, and then a huge kind of like, you know, the herbs looked like bouquets almost. So it's this gorgeous like green centerpiece and these big crispy pancakes or crepes. And, you know, it's very interactive, really fun party food. Don't do it all at once on a Tuesday. You know.
I mean, they are delicious. And, you know, Amy was like, yeah, they're really, really good. And one of our favorite things, we just don't make them for ourselves. But if you don't have like a Vietnamese family member to make them for you or like access to a really great restaurant, I think you could do this. Just like don't. Yeah.
It's totally doable.
Do ahead. Yeah. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So a few things I would also say is that he does have a whole troubleshooting section. So I read through
this
that.
This should be your warning.
I know. I like was like, oh, well, that's helpful. Like none of my warning bells went off. I don't know what I was thinking. Obviously, like I don't have any warning bells, to be honest. And so I did add more water because you want the batter pretty thin. And it was really herby, really fresh. I don't know. So this is a 4 out of 5. Only because I feel very wary of saying a 5 out of 5 and have someone try this because it was so good, because it was, and then be like, oh my God, what have I gotten into?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the recipe and the writer that we were able to execute a dish like this for the first time as home cooks and have pretty good success, right?
And like not know that I was doing this crazy recipe. Like, I knew it was a lot of prep, but I was like, oh, well, you know, this is pretty straightforward. And Amy was like, what were you doing?
I think the best part of this was her reaction when we casually brought up that this is the Vietnamese dish we tried this week. So, that's funny. All right. What is our second recipe of the week, Kate?
I feel like we're going from complicated to medium complicated. And I wouldn't even call this medium complicated, but this is India for a second recipe. And I had to look this up. I had not had this before. A kathi roll is a street food. You kind of make vegetables, saute them up with maybe some paneer cheese sometimes. And it's spiced with cumin, ginger, mustard, and garam masala. And you wrap this mixture in a whole wheat roti. Well, most roti is whole wheat. And you're good to go. That's it. So to make this, you can either buy the roti, which the recipe writer suggests, you know, go ahead, or you can make it yourself if you can't find it. And roti are actually pretty simple to make. They're a whole wheat flour that you add a little salt, a little oil, and then you just add water just until it's kneaded, until it makes a soft dough. Knead it until it becomes soft and pliable, and then just set it aside for 20 minutes. She then has you divide the dough into 4 to 5 equal parts, and then sprinkle, roll the dough out. And you want it to be nice and thin. Heat a pan, and on medium high heat, you put the roti on that pan, and then it bubbles up. You flip it and you kind of press it down, and you want it golden on both sides. And then the unusual part that I wasn't used to, because this felt like making tortillas for me, that was like kind of the picture, you know, I had in my head. Then to make it delicious, you add some ghee to both sides and stack them up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. I was like, yes, this is a fantastic idea. And kudos to India. So, and then you make the vegetable filling, which is you add mustard and cumin seeds to oil in a hot pan, kind of let it crackle and pop just a little bit. Then add in your sliced onion, add in some garlic and ginger paste. She suggests you can get it in a tube, like mixed together, which I need to go to the Indian market and find this because this sounds genius.
Useful. Yeah.
Right? It's like, why do I not have this? But I, did the garlic and ginger separately. And then you add in your mixed vegetables. And in my case, I used red pepper, chopped up cauliflower and peas. You saute that with turmeric, garam masala, and coriander. Turn down the heat and cook until the vegetables are soft. Now, when I did some research on kathi rolls, I was looking for a good recipe. Some of them have you add paneer, some of them don't. She does not. But in my case, I was like, yes, I put paneer in here. And then you make the wraps. So you pile a bit of filling into the roti, roll it up, and eat it with green chutney, which is like cilantro chutney. So Betsy, I know you had a crazy birthday week. It's been like the end of birthday month for you. So no, you didn't really get to these.
Yeah, I didn't. We have almost all of our birthdays kind of back to back to back to back right here in the spring. And the last one was this week.
What?
So we tried and we didn't make it. Didn't make it through the recipes. So I'm going to have you say how it went.
Yeah. So first of all, this is super easy. You're just like sauteing veggies. If you don't want to make the roti, I mean, the fresh roti was delicious.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously, but I remember Priya Krishna from your Indianish cookbook said you can always use whole wheat tortillas.
Super simple.
Super simple. I would, if you've got some ghee, spread a little, warm up that whole wheat tortilla, spread a little ghee on it. Not bad. I think you could also use a frozen veggie mix, right? Like one of those California mixes, whatever the heck that means, the broccoli and but the spices are really what you're after, right? Very tasty. I actually have the luxury. We live near a very amazing Indian grocery store that's pretty big, and they've got a nice frozen food section, and they make this frozen green chutney where you can get out these little containers of green chutney and then you don't have to make it. So good.
Mm-hmm. I need to pick some of those up. Yeah.
I was like, oh, Betsy needs to get some of these. So next time I go, I'll get you some. But 5 out of 5, even with making the roti myself, it wasn't that bad. I might even make these again. You can buy frozen roti or pick up some flour tortillas if I want a veggie meal. This is really good. And I'd recommend if you like Indian flavors, have those spices in your pantry. This is super easy. Definitely make it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making this. Sometimes if I don't make it to a recipe, which happens like not super often, but every once in a while, I just sort of skip it. But this one I'm going to go revisit because I love those flavors. And
yeah, and I think your kids would like it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last recipe of the day is chicken taquitos from Isabel Eats.
Yeah, so last one, probably the simplest and easiest one. And, you know, I will admit, you can find chicken taquitos in the frozen food aisle. They're ubiquitous. But, you know, sometimes you just want to make things yourself. And this is one of those cases. So basically, it's just shredded chicken that's mixed with cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, and chili powder. Add some salt and pepper. And then you soften some corn tortillas in the microwave, fill with a bit of chicken and shredded cheese, and roll it up tight. Use a toothpick to secure this. And at this point, you can either shallow fry them or air fry them. So to shallow fry, you put enough oil in a skillet so it just reaches halfway up the taquito. So it's not a lot, right? A shallow fry, you're not deep frying them, so nothing's floating. You just fry them until they're golden brown on both sides and drain on a paper towel. And then to air fry or bake them, you spray them with oil. And then bake or air fry at 425 for 15 to 20 minutes. Either way, you have these crisp, cheesy taquitos, these little like rolled tacos. How did everyone like these, Betsy?
Kate, the funny thing is I did not make it to the, you know, recipe beforehand, but we had these twice per the kid's request.
Oh, well, really?
Isn't how it's supposed to work.
That's something over again.
Yes.
What a week. But,
right. So I did make them once with corn tortillas and then the second time with flour tortillas. That's what I had. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I preferred the corn, but they were fine both ways, obviously. And both times I did do the oven with the spray Pam, just kind of pammed them. Thought they were great. They were crispy, but didn't taste like real heavy and oily, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I made a pulled pork shoulder in the slow cooker.
Oh.
And so I used that just with the same spices, which, you know, works. And, you know, those microwave tortillas were really flexible and I felt like they held in place with the baking. I just placed them seam side down and I just skipped the toothpick totally. It was
nice. Nice. Yeah. I mean, these were super crunchy with the air fryer, which is, I mean, this is like ideal for air frying, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. This is exactly what you want to do. I'm not a huge fryer of things. I feel like, I mean, maybe if I was making these for a party and I was really like going all out, because it's fun finger food, right? I use this rotisserie chicken. I was shred this puppy up. Let's go. It felt like because I had everything right there, if you have tortillas, you could pick up tortillas and a rotisserie chicken and make in a bag of shredded cheese. And feel like you're making something a little different than a quesadilla.
Yeah. And,
you know,
they have the whole, like, cover them. I had some just plain yogurt used and some salsa and a little bit of cilantro. And you can kind of drizzle that over and dress them up or whatever. And it's nice. I mean, my kids, speaking of an alternative to a quesadilla, I mean, they just really liked it. They really thought these were fun. And I don't get the frozen aisle taquitos. So this was like a fun thing to be having.
Yeah. Didn't your middle one, wasn't she able to make them on her own?
Oh yeah, she did. My, so she's 9 now. She just turned 9 in March, I guess. And so I made them the first time and then we made a second batch. And she just, cause all you do is microwave the, you know, tortillas, roll it up, put it on the pan, put it in the oven, set the timer for, you know, 12 minutes, take them out. She could do the whole thing herself and she felt very accomplished. So that was really fun.
It is a great one of those like entry into cooking foods.
And then they're finger food. So they're like super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually froze a bunch of these, which I'm wicked. I'm wicked excited about. Yeah. I mean, cause I'm like, what am I going to do with all those tortillas? I'm trying not to eat, you know. I was like, oh, you can make these into chips, Kate. And I was like, oh, that's a terrible idea.
You can just eat a dozen taquitos and then keep going with some chips.
Just keep at it. Didn't seem like the healthiest, most balanced and nutritious options for me. Uh-huh. Also, your children tend to, I like buy freezer food for your kids when they come over, which is really fun. But they tend to just suck it out of my freezer. So this is another one of like stashable things.
Yeah, that's what happens. I tell you, I mean, I did not put any of the taquitos in the freezer. They were gone like lightning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a 5 out of 5 for me. How about you?
Yeah, me too. I don't think you can go wrong.
No.
With this, super fun.
Yeah. Wrapping it up. I have to say, like, I really wanted to go with the crepes for the winter, but I feel like that's ridiculous. So taquitos, definitely just so easy, so delish. But you know, I loved all of these. I don't know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's taquitos. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, we made them twice and they're like talking right about when they're going to make them again. So I think this has to be my winner this week.
Nice. Well, if any of these recipes sound good to you, a simple or complicated one, make sure to check out our show notes and grocery list at dinnersisters.com. There you find links to all the recipes, any tips or techniques we talked about. And if you want to chat more with us, you can always ask to join our Dinner Sisters Facebook group. If you search for Dinner Sisters Podcast, you will find us.
Okay, Kate, today in the smorgasbord, we're going to talk about appliances. An appliance update is what you have here bulleted, which sounds kind of official. What's the appliance update, Kate?
I do. Yes. So sometimes I prompt Betsy with notes in the script. And this was one of those prompts.
Yeah.
It is also in a page break, so it looks like really official. So I just wanted to talk. We talk about your air fryer that we bought, both of us, right? And we talk about the Instant Pot. And I was like, well, this is a good time to revisit it maybe after we made all those taquitos and just like see how it's going. So I thought we could officially start with the air fryer, Betsy, if that's okay with you for the minutes of this meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am now cooking for one and I use my air fryer all of the time. I'm surprised how much I use it because if you're just cooking one piece of fish to like bake that in the oven seems ridiculous.
I get that, Kate. And you know what? I'll tell you, way back when we kind of first came upon the air fryers, Dorothy, who is a longtime listener of the show, told us
she did
how much that you would like to cook in the air fryer. And she was right.
She was right. Gold star for Dorothy on this one.
Yeah.
I moved into my new place. I never bought a toaster. So it like I use it to toast bread in it, which we all know I love to freeze bread and then toast it. That's been working out great. I use it for all the various frozen foods that I feed your children when they're at my house. Just did a chicken nugget situation. I really like it. It's good. And I also use it to like do small batch roasted vegetables. If I don't batch roast vegetables sometimes, which I try to do, I'll do them in the air fryer and that's been really working out. So I really like it. How about you? How's the situation over there?
It's not that great, Kate. The air fryer is in the basement. So, we have like a little in-law suite in the basement. So at first I thought, well, that's great. When we have people over, you know, this can be helpful. But of course, no one's having people over for the last year.
Yeah.
And also I have a kind of a small-ish galley kitchen. And so I don't really have room for the appliance on my countertops upstairs.
Yeah, fair.
So when we were doing like homeschool in the basement, then I was using it because we were using it like when everyone was home. But now it's a little neglected. So yeah. I would use it more if it was more accessible. But I'm having a counter space issue right now. Fair. So I hear what you're saying, though. Like, I want to be using it more. So I might have to figure that out.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, too, if the summertime, like, if the basement... Well, your kids, too, are moving into, like, basement hangout time.
They are. That age,
you know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That age of, like, the basement hangout with the TVs and stuff. So I wonder, too, if it's just going to be like, oh, then you start stocking chicken nuggets downstairs. You know, and they could just make their weird snacks or something. Who knows? I mean, I think, you know, things are seasonal. The other appliance on the agenda is the Instant Pot, which, you know, I haven't been using as much as the weather gets warmer, which is kind of typical for me. I don't really want to make a big thing of meat.
Yeah.
You know, when the weather's warm. I do still use it for batches of rice, which I batch like once a week because I like having it in the fridge. And if Andrea Wynn says we can batch rice, then I'm batching rice. That's all I
for sure.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will like do shredded chicken, hard boiled eggs. So I kind of use it for like almost staple foods.
Like I'm a meal prep situation.
Meal prep stuff, which is I'm doing more and more, which is feels weird because I'm in my house. I always feel like I should be able to make lunch like a normal person, but I don't know, work gets busy. I want to do fun things. And sometimes I just would like to have some chicken breasts in the freezer, so fridge. So yeah, that's, I've been liking it, but I've been kind of using utilitarian, not as much for recipes. How about you?
Yeah, I've also been using it infrequently. And Kate, I would like to add an appliance to the agenda today.
Well, you didn't get formal approval ahead of time, but I will allow it. I will allow it.
Yeah, it's my slow cooker. And
oh, no kidding.
Yes, ever since that Pinch of Yum episode where we did like, where someone told me to use the slow cooker more. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think it was in our
Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little, so I pulled it out again. And I don't know if like appliances are mood dependent. Like sometimes you just kind of get into one.
Apparently
like,
they are for us.
Yeah. And so I just have been slow cooking stuff lately. And I'll tell you that I really have been liking the Pinch of Yum slow cooker recipes. And I've been cooking a lot of them. And I don't know what it is, but I'm still kind of just on this kick now.
It sounds fantastic.
A month or two, but that's been my go-to appliance if I'm not making something. You know, something else.
Yeah.
The Instant Pot and the air fryer haven't been getting as much play.
Interesting. I had no idea you were into the slow cooking lately. It's revelation.
I have been for years. For years, I haven't been into slow cooking.
I know. So I'm like, I'm kind of like, I don't even know what to say. I'm like,
What
are you making in that? What? Also, I'm like, I see you all the time. When have you been slow cooking?
Slow cooked a pork shoulder just to be Kate. I do so much over here that you don't know about.
You have your own private life. That's true. I don't know everything about you.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, that's my surprise addition.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All this Instant Pot stuff, though, did make me remember that I love that Peruvian chicken with the green rice. And that would be great for lunch. I mention that all the time.
You mentioned it last week with the rice recipe. I think you need to make that.
I know, so our listeners can hear me stop talking about it. Like, lady, just make the freaking chicken.
Like, everything reminds me of the Peruvian chicken and green rice.
You know what? I saw a movie the other day and it made me realize I make some Peruvian chicken. What's wrong with me?
You need to do that.
It's been on my mind. A little sneak peek into what Kate's brain's like. I just perseverate on recipes, which is actually really true. All right, let's move on. What about next week?
Okay, coming up next week, we have vegetarian recipes for the spring.
Yes. So I thought it'd be spring is here and we're eating more vegetables because they're nice and fresh. Let's make some great recipes with that. And one thing I'm looking forward to is a pesto pasta with spring veggies.
I love pesto. All right. So that's what's for dinner this week. See you next time on the Dinner Sisters. We'll save a spot at the table for you.
Would you like a little dinner in your inbox every week? Subscribe to our newsletter by going to our website at dinnersisters.com. There we also have show notes and other fun stuff. If you have some dinner ideas, you can always send us an email at dinnersisterspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Facebook, Dinner Sisters Podcast, both places. Lastly, as per usual, if you like what you're hearing, please review and subscribe. That's how people get to know us. Thanks and happy eating.